Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is the ministry of laying on of hands. This is the last part. It's part four of a four-part series. And today's topics we're dealing with is these signs shall follow and methods. Just going back now to our foundational scripture, which is found in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works, of faith towards God, of doctrines of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. As I've said in part one of this four-part series, that the laying on of hands is part of the doctrine, one of the six doctrines in the belief of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Christian faith. It is an authentic ministry tool that God has given to the believer and to the minister of the gospel, and it is not to be ignored. Let us go now to the first topic. These signs shall follow them. Jesus did not say these signs shall follow just the apostles or the preachers or the teachers or the people in the fivefold ministries. He said these signs shall follow them that believe. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18 once again. Reading from verse 15, and Jesus said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Who can lay hands upon the sick? The believers can. How do we know this? Because you have to have the authority in and through Christ Jesus by being born again into the kingdom of God. Only a believer who is born again, who has given their life to Christ Jesus and invited him in as Lord and Savior, only this person, a believer that's born again, can have the authority through Christ Jesus to lay hands upon the sick and to see them heal. Let us now go to the second topic called methods. The laying on of hands can be done in two ways. Let's deal with the first one. Any believer can lay hands upon a fellow believer or any person as a point of contact to release faith and expect that person to be healed in the name of Jesus. It is also scriptural for husbands and wives to lay hands on each other, for the parents to lay hands upon their children when they are sick and expect them to be healed in the name of Jesus. The laying on of hands is for the believer to lay hands upon the sick and for them to recover, whether it's another believer in Christ Jesus or just a person who's not born again yet. Jesus did this often. He laid his hands upon people who were not born again, but they believed in the ministry of laying on of hands. Let's go to the second method now. There is such a thing as a ministry of laying on of hands. This is a special anointing given by God to the believer or to the minister of the gospel. As God wills, a person can be supernaturally anointed with the healing power like Jesus and Paul. When the person who has the ministry of laying on of hands on the sick, in obedience to the spiritual law of contact and transmission, his hands transmit God's healing power into the body of the sick, effecting a healing and a cure. Let me now give you a scriptural reference for that. In Acts chapter 8, verses 14 and 15, and 17 to 20, and reading. This is actually dealing with the sorcerer's sin. Verse 14, now when the apostles who were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not fallen upon them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands of the apostles the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone of whom I lay hands upon may receive the Holy Spirit. What is also very important here to understand that the receiving of the Holy Spirit is not limited to the laying on of hands. It can be given at any time by God when a person asks, Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit. But in this particular case, there was a ministry of laying on of hands to heal the sick. Again, I would encourage a believer or a minister of the gospel who's born again to lay hands upon the sick and to see them recover. It is not a ministry that has been done away with, and it's not a ministry to be frightened of. It's a ministry to be used as a tool for the kingdom of God, to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover, even to cast out devils or demons. I hope you've enjoyed this subject very much. Until next time, God bless.